One False Step, a play by John Ash, with Terence Harvey, David Sinclair, James Snell, and David March. One False Step.
Wanted to see me, Headmaster.
Ah, O'Brien, do come in. About poor Ranach.
Oh, yes.
I have a letter here from his father.
Really?
He's coming over to England and wants to take Paul out on Sunday.
Oh, good.
Signed by a secretary, a letter to me. The first I've heard from the gentleman.
Well, of course, he's a frightfully busy man.
I dare say. Isn't the situation a little delicate?
With Mrs. Jernick?
Exactly.
I think Paul ought to see his father.
Difficult to stop the man. Says he'll be here at 10:30 on Sunday and gives no reply address.
He's always travelling.
Well, I think we should speak to the mother. Would you like to handle it?
Yes, all right.
Oh, good, good. Use my telephone. The one on the table there has an outside line.
Thank you.
Now, I must have her number here somewhere.
It's all right, I know it.
Hello, yes?
Mrs. Jernick?
Yes?
Michael O'Brien.
Oh, hello, Michael.
I'm calling from the school. We've had a letter from your husband.
Yes.
He's coming over from France and wants to take Paul out on Sunday.
What?
Now, would that be all right?
No. I want to think first. No. If he wishes... Look, he must come here first, Pierre. Paul is not to go with him alone. You understand?
Yes. Yes, of course. I quite understand. Fine. I'll tell the headmaster. Many thanks. Goodbye.
All right?
Yes, quite all right.
Ah, she has no objection?
No. None at all.
Paul!
Yes, sir?
Rather good news. Your father wants to see you.
My father?
He's coming over on Sunday. You're going out with him.
Hey!
Now listen, your mother, I spoke to her. She's not too happy.
Oh, no.
But I haven't told the head that.
Gosh, thanks.
Sunday, 10:30, Porter's Lodge. Should be fun.
You bet. I've been reading about that in the Times. He's into civil aircraft now. He's done a fantastic deal with Garuda, the Indonesian line, for carbon fibre brakes. They save hundreds of kgs for payload.
Really?
Then there's the contract with Whitney for engine components for the DC-11, of course. He must be making a bomb.
Oh, I hope not.
No, just aeroplanes. All the growth's in the Far East, you know.
Ah.
The last time I saw him, he promised to take me up in the Merveille. That's his own jet. Do you think he'd let me fly it?
Oh, hardly. He'd never risk a hair of your head.
I haven't seen him for a whole year.
He's a terribly busy man, Paul.
Why can't they get on?
Well...
I think my mother stuck me here just to keep me away from him. As far as possible.
She loves you too. Very much.
I'm grown up now.
Oh, yes.
I haven't even been to Lyon. Never seen Errol Jarnac. And I'm Paul Jarnac.
If you want to please your father, you bide your time and concentrate on your schoolwork.
And stay in England all the summer holidays. That's what my mother wants.
Anyway, Sunday should be fun.
I know.
Here's the car, Paul.
A Citroen. I'm going to have a Citroen.
It's time enough.
He's driving himself.
I'd like a word with him before you go off.
Of course, sir. But it That isn't him.
Oh, right.
He sent a chauffeur.
Yes. Well, never mind. You'll see him soon. Hello.
Bonjour, monsieur. Junot.
Bonjour, Junot. C'est la voiture de monsieur Jarnac?
Bien sûr.
Alors, je présente monsieur Paul.
Bonjour, monsieur Paul.
Monsieur.
Votre père vous attend à Bristol.
Bristol?
Oui, à son hôtel. Il est désolé de ne pas être venu, mais quelqu'un a fait l'ont retenu là-bas.
N'importe.
Votre père tient toujours à déjeuner avec vous, monsieur Paul.
Never mind, Paul. I'm sure you'll have a good lunch.
Monsieur?
Goodbye, sir.
Give my respects to your father. Very sorry not to see him.
Thanks for everything.
Take care.
I want to speak to the headmaster, please.
Headmaster here?
Mr. Tremaine?
Yes.
This is Mrs. Jarnac, Paul's mother.
Ah, Mrs. Jarnac. Good afternoon.
Michael O'Brien told me on Thursday that you'd heard from my husband.
Yes, that's right.
He sent a letter?
Yes, and I understand...
Did he sign this letter himself?
No, as a matter of fact, it was signed by a secretary.
A secretary?
Yes, just a moment. I have it here. So, yes, it's signed by someone called Suzanne Gérard... On business paper, Aéro Jarnac in Lyon.
And my husband wanted to take Paul out today? This morning?
Yes. It all seemed quite straightforward, and I understand...
Straightforward? It's absolutely extraordinary. I'm very glad I put a stop to it.
What?
Well, I've just had a cable from my husband about a financial matter.
A cable?
From Singapore.
Singapore? He can't be. Paul's meeting him in Bristol.
In Bristol? When? What are you talking about?
Mrs. Jarnac, your husband sent a car this morning as arranged.
A car? What car?
Well, Paul left with the driver. He's gone.
Oh, no!
Mrs. Jarnac?
I admit I took a chance with Wendy Jarnac. I can only say I'm extremely sorry.
Sorry? You were absolutely insane. I trusted you because you know the family.
The Jarnacs have been at odds for years. All she sees now is a French tycoon who charges around the world and would like to take the boy with him.
Do you think the father would have his son abducted when he himself is the other side of the world?
Abducted? She's hysterical.
Not when she telephoned back. She was quite emphatic.
Headmaster, I don't know what Jarnac's doing. He could easily be here.
Impossible.
He can fly thousands of miles in no time at all. Anyway, the cable to his wife was probably a blind.
Which means an abduction, and we are to blame.
The boy will be back this evening.
Tell that to Mrs. Jarnac.
Did we have to call in the police?
She insisted. It's appalling for the school, but I couldn't possibly refuse.
Why not call around the Bristol hotels?
Myself? Not very discreet.
Do you want me to?
No, leave it to the police.
It's nearly five.
You told him he was to be back by evening chapel?
Oh, yes.
What on earth are the police doing? They said they'd stay in touch with me 3 hours ago. Yes. Who? A major? Show them in. People from London. About Jarnac.
Mr. Tremaine?
Yes?
I'm Superintendent Barr, Special Branch. And this is Major Morley from the Ministry of Defence.
How do you do?
How do you do?
You've come about Paul Jarnac?
Yes, sir.
I think I ought to introduce Mr. O'Brien. Mr. O'Brien was private tutor to the boy. In fact, they came here together.
Yes, I'm aware of that. How do you do, Mr. O'Brien?
Superintendent.
How do you do?
Would you like Mr. O'Brien to stay?
Major?
I think so, yes.
Oh, please, do sit down.
Mr. Tremaine, we have to find Paul Jarnac.
You mean you've no idea?
Not yet.
But what are the local police doing? I spoke to them hours ago.
Taunton CID called me. There are certain instructions applying to the Jarnac family. Major Morley's section is involved as well.
The special branch, the War Office? We are looking for a missing schoolboy.
Rather a special missing schoolboy.
Special?
His father is Pierre Jarnac, the head of Aero Jarnac.
I'm quite aware of that. Haven't traced him. Do you know where he is?
More or less.
More or less?
Over the Arabian Sea by now, in a merveille. They're supersonic. He'll be here tonight.
You spoke to him?
In Singapore.
Oh, God.
What did he say?
Not much. Asked for clearance at RAF Yeovil.
The boy has been kidnapped?
He's certainly not at any Bristol hotel.
But who?
Presumably someone who knew that Pierre Jarnac is one of the richest men in France. And someone who knew quite a lot about his family situation.
How much do you know about that, Superintendent?
Perhaps not as much as you, Mr. O'Brien. But we've had to be rather careful about the Jarnacs recently.
Careful?
Mr. Barr.
Yes, Major. I think if we could talk to you alone, Mr. Tremaine, for the time being.
Of course. O'Brien.
Yes, of course.
I'd like a word with you afterwards, Mr. O'Brien.
Yes, certainly.
He was with the Jarnacs, let me see, 4 years?
Yes, as a private tutor. They did a great deal of travelling.
Yes, I know.
You seem to know quite a lot.
Last year, when Mrs. Jarnac sent her son to your school, she got in touch with the police.
Really?
She was very frank. She explained that she'd separated from her husband and wanted her son brought up as a normal English boy at an English school.
That's just what she told me, but what's that got to do with the police?
She went on to say that she was afraid for his safety.
Here? Why?
Well, she thought her husband would like to take the boy back to France.
Permanently?
Yes.
That's hardly likely.
Why not?
If you're in my position, Superintendent, you'd know it's not a unique situation. We do take precautions. Mr. Jarnac agreed to Paul's enrolment here. I have it in writing.
I'd like to see that in a minute.
You shall.
And also the letter purporting to come from his office in Lyon.
Certainly.
You see, whatever the father agreed to, Mrs. Jarnac was afraid that he might change his mind. If he succeeded in getting the boy back to his own country, the question of custody might be very difficult to resolve. The young man is 13 now. His father's a leading figure in the French aircraft industry. In any divorce proceedings, well, Pierre Jarnac has powerful resources.
What do you mean? Is that Mrs. Jarnac tried to get police protection for her son?
If we'd agreed. Of course, you'd have been informed.
I should hope so. Then you didn't agree?
It was discussed. She was obviously a very nervous lady. Excitable. That type, anyway.
Well, that's no crime. A difficult marriage. Peripatetic husband.
A very important husband.
I don't know how high I'd rank a French industrialist among our parents.
Anyway, Mrs. Jarnac was told what police supervision could involve. Embarrassment for the school, disrupting the boy's career, probably, all that. And, of course, no help to the family situation. Not really.
No, I see your point.
However, as a result of that decision, a year ago, I've just spent a very unpleasant half hour at Mrs. Jarnac's house.
Wishing you'd agreed to her request?
No, I'm afraid not.
But it could have prevented this disaster.
Mr. Jarnac is not going to blame the British police for not protecting his son from him.
And Mr. Jarnac is the one that matters to you?
Frankly, yes. We didn't tell his wife, of course, but that was the real reason for refusing police assistance.
You didn't want to upset Pierre Jarnac?
Right.
Well, why not?
Major?
Mr. Tremaine, we've been working on a long-range version of the FS-115 interceptor. It's a highly sophisticated and very expensive plane. Defense can save a lot of money if we use certain systems which the French have already developed for their new Mirage. Most of the components for these systems are made by Aero Jarnac. The French government have been extremely helpful with licenses. We have been negotiating the contract with Aero Jarnac for 18 months. It's been very tough going, but they've shaved their prices to our limits and are on the point of completion at last.
I'm afraid that doesn't mean a lot to me, Major Morley.
It means a hell of a lot to the British aero industry. Not to mention the RAF.
There is a boy missing from my school.
We need Pierre Jarnac's signature on that contract. It is absolutely vital. He's not known for being particularly pro-British, and while we have been negotiating with his firm, his son has been taken to the remote English countryside and abducted.
Well, what do you propose to do about it?
Jarnac will get his son back, Mr. Tremaine. We're going to move heaven and earth.
Shall we go outside?
Frank? Superintendent Barr is seeing the boy's housemaster.
Won't get much out of him, I'm afraid.
You saw a lot of Paul Jarnac. I mean, at school.
Yes. I suppose he was my protégé. Or I his.
You had been his tutor at home?
At several homes. His father's rather a restless man. That was half the trouble.
And with his wife?
She wanted to settle down. They already had this house in England, and when they couldn't make a go of it, when Jarnac came back here and announced she was staying. She always wanted Paul to go to an English school, and this one was, well, only a few miles away.
So, you came too?
Seemed rather a good idea. I applied for an assistant mastership, and both the parents were kind enough to recommend me.
From what you say, you got along very well with all the family.
Yes, I suppose so.
What did you do before you worked for the Jarnacs?
I taught at a prep school in Ireland.
Oh. North or south?
Near Dublin, Bray Park.
Oh, yes.
What, you know it?
We've got to find this boy. We can't allow anything to jeopardize the Aero Jarnac contract.
Or Paul.
There's a complication. In fact, several. Defense intelligence requires complete secrecy.
I suppose that's where you come in, Major.
We'll certainly commit the necessary resources. Don't worry about that. But there can be no publicity.
If Paul has been kidnapped, we don't want any, do we?
Especially anything which bears on Pierre Jarnac's marital problems.
It'll be a hell of a worse problem if you don't find his son.
Perhaps you can help us.
How?
Jarnac trusts you.
Now?
Doesn't he?
You forget I'm partly responsible. I let Paul go, practically.
But with good intentions, surely.
An unsigned letter, an enthusiastic schoolboy, his mother's veto. I took a risk. More than one.
Yes, I suppose you did.
Pierre Jarnac may be a tough businessman, but make no mistake, Paul is the apple of his eye. I don't know what his attitude will be.
To you?
To anyone responsible.
We'd like you to come to Yeovil tonight.
All right.
He touches down at about 2:30.
Or that, later.
We have a car for you, Mr. Jarnac.
I have my own.
Oh, sorry. You want it sent for?
I did that over Bahrain. The Merveille has adequate communications.
I'm awfully sorry, Monsieur Jarnac. I'm afraid it's probably at the perimeter check. Special security.
Perhaps you will very kindly take me to it.
Of course, sir.
Then, Michael, you will come on with me.
Yes, sure.
Mr. Jarnac.
I will see you other gentlemen in the morning.
Mr. Jarnac, I would like to speak to you as soon as possible.
As soon as possible is after I have seen my wife.
I'm afraid she's not going to be very pleased to see me.
Nor me, probably. Is that important?
No.
How old are you now?
35.
I am 47. 13. With everything in front of him.
Yes.
He has considerable respect for you.
He has for you.
Only as the head of Aero Jarnac.
No, that's unfair.
On him?
And on you.
I thought it was right to leave him with Wendy. The house, the school. No arguments. For his sake. You understand?
Yes, of course.
Then, later, well,
Perhaps we should have a good engineer on our hands.
Now that is unfair on yourself.
Nevertheless, I have to face the fact that you probably know him better than I do.
He speaks of you constantly. He searches the papers for news about you.
Ah, nom de Dieu.
You have no idea who could have taken it?
Animals.
Yes, but...
They are animals.
You know?
I know.
But I thought you told the police...
We don't need the police, Michael. Not yet. Perhaps never. And we certainly don't need the British Army.
You mean Morley?
I understand his problem. No. Only I can get Paul back.
Let me know if there's anything I can possibly do.
Nothing. Just help me keep my wife from going crazy.
I suppose it's only right, Mr. Barr. Let the parents sort themselves out first.
Well, I was only half an hour with Mrs. Jarnac, and I can tell you she won't sort out in a hurry.
Interesting that he took Michael O'Brien.
There's an item in O'Brien's file which suggests that he had an affair with Mrs. Jarnac.
Really? Was it red-tabbed?
No. No corroboration.
I'd no time to read those.
What did you think of him?
O'Brien? All his answers seemed to square with his file.
Honest?
The Jarnac certainly seemed to have approved of him.
But he deceived the mother about the father's visit, and may have deceived the father about a flirtation.
How much did they pay him when he worked for them?
Rising to 7,000.
Living in. But not a lot.
Not a lot for the Jarnacs.
Less than he gets at the school?
Yes, but foreign travel, expenses...
And he's essentially a teacher. Not a very high financial threshold.
No. One must be fair to him.
We must be fair to ourselves, if we're going to use him.
Well, are we?
Suppose a day or two went by, and then a ransom demand came, and it just happened to be delivered to O'Brien. Would that be significant?
You mean through O'Brien?
Yes.
Would I be suspicious? I don't know. There would be a certain logic in it. Jarnac's difficult to pin down. His wife might scream blue murder. O'Brien would be cool, not rush to the police, weigh up the family's interests, concentrate on the boy's safety.
Yes, logical. O'Brien needn't be suspected.
As a matter of fact, I'd already begun to see O'Brien as a go-between. Temporary, you understand? Temporary.
Mr. Barr, if Mr. Jarnac, the very rich Mr. Jarnac, were quietly relieved of a hefty sum of money, but he got his son back...
Yeah?
What would the police attitude be?
We should be bloody annoyed.
But in the circumstances, you'll be prepared to stand aside.
You know I can't say that. There are too many imponderables.
Jarnac is a multi-millionaire.
But kidnappers do kill, Major. Money or no money.
If they feel threatened.
Sometimes.
By police intervention.
This is my case.
And mine.
That's something else.
Is it?
We're looking for that boy now. We're doing all we can to be discreet. All these red lights flashing from London and possibly a life at stake. But it's no good imagining that the people who snatched young Jarnac won't know we're involved.
That doesn't worry me, yet. It was a very bold abduction, wasn't it? Quite reckless, really. Lots of things could have gone wrong. They weren't to know that the Jarnac family were under your long-term surveillance, that they involved a school, the headmaster. They must have known the police might be in the game right away. Then the forged letter. Okay. They chose a time when Jarnac was in the Far East. But what about the school checking with the mother, which it actually did? It was only because O'Brien... I mean, how could they have known O'Brien would have fudged the thing in their favour?
O'Brien again.
Have you considered the boy?
In what way?
Was he happy at the school and living with his mother in the holidays?
There's no question that she dotes on him. I had all that from her when she hit me over the head with her neurosis.
How far is it now?
We're nearly there.
My own house.
You must be tired.
My own wife.
She'd be glad to see you.
No.
You need each other.
No.
Now?
We need to find my son.
The people who took him.
Yes?
Would they know about you and...
Me and Wendy? Possibly. Yes, I suppose so.
And would she know who they are?
No. Mrs. Jarnac has never moved in such circles. She has a strong mind and a sharp tongue, but to them she would be just a little brown mouse, an English mouse.
And you have moved in those circles?
The milieu?
Ah, yes, the milieu.
Only as a boy.
Of course, you were born in Marseille.
But that does not make one a member of the milieu, my friend. But it can.
Yes?
Marseille. The Germans destroyed the Vieux Port. We boys used to play in the rubble. I and Marc-Antoine Calvi. One morning, we saw some Messerschmitt 262s flying over the sea. Twin jets, very fast for those days. I said, one day France will have such planes. And Galbi said, who will make them? And I said, I will. Galbi laughed, because his father worked for the Maziol. And they had quicker ways of becoming rich. But I only wanted to build jet planes. And I did. I became quite successful, as you know. Well, a few years ago, I heard from Galbi. He was by that time a member of a very important family. You understand?
You mean a criminal family?
He wanted me to persuade a government minister to do him certain favors in the south. He offered me money. And his protection.
Cool.
I was quite friendly, for old time's sake. I simply told him to immerse himself in ordure.
And lost his protection.
Ah, those people never forgive. Never. It is the question of pride.
Galbi took Paul?
I tell only you. Remember that, Michael.
Yes.
It is dangerous even to know it.
Yes.
But I need you. Here we are.
Pierre, what are you going to do? Well, what are the police doing?
I have talked to the police from the plane and when I arrived. Whoever took Paul away, they are not going to make it easy to find him.
He's been kidnapped. You know he's been kidnapped.
Not yet.
What do you mean? Well, isn't it perfectly obvious?
There has been no message, no demand.
So what are you going to do? Just sit there?
Oh, he's very tired.
And you, and the school, you just let him go. You gave him away. Why, when I forbade it? Absolutely why?
Paul hadn't seen his father for nearly a year.
And whose fault was that? Mine? You never came, Pierre. You never even bothered. And now we've lost him.
Oh, Michael.
Yes?
Is there cognac there?
Yes.
Perhaps you would...
Yes, of course.
Now, listen, Wendy. I will be here tonight and then stay in England until Paul is back with us.
Oh, that's wonderful. The great businessman's going to stay. Well, I don't want you. I want my son.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Here, Wendy, drink this.
No!
I'm going upstairs to lie down.
Yes, go.
They won't hurt him. They don't do that to children. It's me they want to harm, me. I must stay where they can find me.
What does he know? What can he do?
Pay.
He ought to pay. He's got a lot to pay for.
I'll do anything I can to help.
We found him a hotel near Yeovil. He may need to use his plane.
Oh?
Not to fly. Apparently it's got very good communications.
I'd like to see them.
You can't. They're confidential.
That good.
His own operator, of course. Tremaine called, the headmaster. He wants to sack O'Brien.
No.
It's all right. I told him not to rock the boat.
We don't want any hoo-ha, and we don't want O'Brien antagonized. Here he is. I'll fetch him in.
Thanks. Superintendent Barr, Oh, good morning, Mr. O'Brien. Yes, Mr. Jarnak's arrived. Yes, and Mr. Tremaine called. I think he'd like you back at the school as soon as possible. Yeah. Right, keep in touch. Goodbye. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Barr.
Please have a chair.
Thank you.
Did you sleep well?
That was not possible.
No, I'm sorry.
Do you gentlemen have any information?
Nothing substantial, I'm afraid. Mr. O'Brien was able to give us a rough idea of the car's registration number. The French police are checking to see...
The number would hardly have been genuine.
No. But the car and the plates were French.
Well.
Here you use British cars?
Yes, my London office provides what I need.
And a British driver?
Yes.
This man spoke only French. His name was Junot.
They were trying too hard. You have looked for the Citroën?
Oh, yes. And, of course, we have Mr. O'Brien's description of this man Junot, or whatever his real name is.
You have found nothing?
Not yet. But there's a very large force working on the case. All the same, I'm afraid we may have to wait for word from the kidnappers.
They will try to avoid you.
I realize that. If you or your wife should receive any message, any note, you will let us know at once.
I will be at the hotel.
Monsieur Jarnac, since you are here, I thought you might like to know. Our government's contract with your firm is ready for completion. Copies are being sent to Lyon today.
I have no time for that at present.
I understand.
Now, perhaps you would direct my driver to this hotel.
It's the Bear at West Olmer.
I know.
I'm sure you'll find it very comfortable, Mr. Jarnac.
That is not absolutely essential. Shall we go?
This way.
Chief Inspector Hawking. Superintendent Barr. The monsieur is leaving for West Olmer. Keep an eye out for any messengers. I think he'll be a bit slow in telling us. No, I don't think he trusts us. And he's as prickly as a hedgehog. A French one at that. Morley's worried as hell. No, nothing else yet. Bye. Well?
He's difficult.
I should lay off the PR. He doesn't seem to appreciate it.
I've got two air marshals breathing down my neck.
Why don't they sort it out for themselves?
It's action now. I have a special force and they don't.
No disrespect, but I hope we shan't need it.
I told you, it can do a snatch very, very quietly.
And kill quietly?
If necessary.
And once the killing starts? I must warn you very seriously that nothing starts without my say-so. If anything happens to Paul Jarnac, we're finished. Both of us.
Something has happened to him, and it could get rough.
Anyway, his father's in no mood to talk about aeroplanes.
Which do you prefer, Mummy or Daddy?
Perhaps they're made for each other.
He didn't ask many questions, did he?
We don't have that many answers.
Is he trying to cut us out?
I'll have to be patient with him.
By the way, he's asked for his plane to be refueled.
That's the least we can do.
Do you think his son is still in the country?
A lot of policemen at a lot of airports would have to be very stupid.
But suppose this is a French job?
Jarnac didn't seem to think so.
He didn't say anything.
No.
I think he's keeping his options open.
If the gang's French and the boys in France, it's their problem.
Depends on how long it lasts. We want Jarnac back in business. That's what really matters.
You married, Major?
No.
I've got two boys. Both idiots. Rather nice ones. Wife and I rub along. Jarnac may be giving you a hard time, but he's got a corkscrew turning inside him.
I can't imagine Mrs. Jarnac was particularly pleased to see you, O'Brien.
Well, at least I was able to apologize.
Oh, I should think so. You know, there are two qualities we try to inculcate here. Reliability and good judgment. It's essential that the staff should set an example. Well, I can't say I'm pleased with yours. As for misrepresenting a parent's instructions, ordinarily I would give you a term's notice. But you may care to resign anyway.
Yes.
Now, The police are very anxious to have your cooperation.
That's all right, Headmaster.
They'd like you to stay on the premises, for the time being, anyway.
Yes, of course.
You were the last person to see Paul Jarnac yesterday, and the man who took him away. I can still hardly believe such a thing could happen to us.
To the school?
Indeed. You haven't been here very long, but I suppose you realize we have a certain tradition, a reputation for looking after people. A thing like this could do a lot of damage.
Possibly to Paul Jarnac?
There's no need to be flippant.
Oh, I'm not being flippant, Headmaster.
Not so much noise!
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Pierre Jarnac, please?
Jarnac?
It's Michael O'Brien. I'm at the school. I've just got back to my room. There's a letter.
Yes?
Mailed in Taunton Saturday.
Yes?
Inside, just another envelope with your name on it.
Open it.
All right, better be careful, hadn't I? Fingerprints.
Come on.
It just says, un milliard. That's all.
That's all? C'est assez. Vous savez que ça veut dire ça?
1,000 million?
De francs. Sterling, 100 million pounds.
Good heavens.
There is only one man in the world who would dare.
Calvi.
And forget what I said to Wendy. They would kill him.
Paul?
Yes.
Shall I take this note to Barr?
No.
The police will want to examine it.
Tell them nothing.
But what are you going to do?
Talk to Galvi's people.
Do you know where he is?
There are channels.
But surely
I must go now.
O'Brien.
Oh, Mr. O'Brien, I've been trying to reach you.
Superintendent.
Do you know Evercreek?
Yes, just south of Shepton Manor.
I'm at a farm on the Castle Carey Road, Black's Farm.
Yes.
Have you got a car?
Motorcycle.
How soon could you get down here?
About 20 minutes?
We have a body.
A body?
Not the boy. Someone else. I'll have a man at the farm entrance. He'll direct you. Be as quick as you can.
All right.
Over here!
Is that the driver?
Yes.
The man who called himself Juno?
Yes.
Strange enough, it happens to be the name on his jacket. Pretty blatant.
How did he die?
You see his feet tied together? See the cable?
Yes.
Last night, the farmer's wife thought she heard a helicopter or a light plane.
It must have been a chopper. The plane would have been too dangerous.
We think they towed him through a couple of thorn hedges.
Oh, Lord.
They went up a few hundred feet and cut the line.
Juno.
Yeah. Blatant. It's also spectacular.
Who are these people?
I'd like to see Mr. Jarnac.
Mr. Jarnac? I'm sorry, sir. He left the hotel, 10 minutes ago.
You don't know where he went?
To the airfield.
To Merveille. Now, where the hell are you off to?
Mrs. Jarnac, I understand your husband has flown to Lyon.
Is that what he told you?
He told me nothing, but his engineer filed a flight plan and I had it from the Yeovil control tower.
Well, very correct.
He said he wouldn't leave the country until he found your son.
Perhaps he has.
I don't understand.
Found where he is and what has to be done.
If he knows where he is, Mrs. Jarnac, we ought to be told.
I mean, who is holding him and what they want.
You think your husband has had a message?
His business is in Lyon and his principal bank.
So you think he's doing a deal?
I hope so. I very much hope so.
I have to say this. He could be taking a very serious risk.
He would never risk our son's life. He'll do what he thinks is best. He's not a fool.
No, but he's under extraordinary pressure.
Well, so am I.
Mrs. Jarnac, we believe your son is still somewhere in this area. We must find him. Any delay is very dangerous.
My husband will not delay.
If there has been an approach, if he has any dealings with the kidnappers, we must be kept informed.
I don't know. I can't tell you.
If he gets in touch with you, just make sure he understands.
I doubt if I shall hear from him. He likes to work things out for himself. He doesn't need me.
He can't do everything.
He can pay.
I've no doubt that the victim...
Yes?
...could still be in danger. Listen, these people are very reckless. Suppose Paul saw them, saw their faces.
You're trying to frighten me.
For goodness sake, Mrs. Jarnac, it's a very frightening situation. I thought you realized that. You, of all people. There's one man dead already.
What?
Juno, the chauffeur. The man who drove the Citroen.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Poor Juno. Why?
We have no idea. Of course, there's the rather alarming possibility that there are two gangs.
Does my husband know about this?
Not yet.
Well, you must telephone him at his Lyon office.
We shall. He's playing with fire. Poor Juno, she said. Poor Juno. What the hell did she mean by that?
She's an odd woman.
In a funny mood today. And her son gone over 24 hours.
No hysterics?
No. Just a kind of excitement. About her husband flying off. She thinks he's collecting some cash.
I suppose. That's just what he is doing.
They must have got a message to him. I wonder how they found out where he's staying.
O'Brien, that telephone call about channels.
Wendy, Jarnac's a complete blank. We'd better see O'Brien.
If Jarnac is cutting us out completely, anything that happens from now on is his fault.
That may suit you, but not me.
I didn't say it suited me. I'm simply pointing out that he can't hold us responsible for any disaster.
That's one way of looking at it. On the other hand, I have been keeping an eye on the Jarnac family in this country for a year or more. I don't want any disasters, thank you.
But if Jarnac isn't cooperating...
Look, you want that contract signed, don't you?
Urgently.
I don't care what Jarnac's up to. If his son isn't found, I dare say you'll feel the consequences. He'll be left with a wife he detests and no love for this country whatsoever.
He's a businessman.
He's a father.
Well, my orders are to give you all the help I can.
I don't want your commandos. Look, get on to your ministry. Let's have some stuff on Aero Jarnac. Pierre Jarnac's business history. Any rough stuff? Any enemies?
Enemies? That's all very fine. The French are hardly likely to give us the seamy side of Jarnac's past. He's an important man over there.
I thought you ran an intelligence service.
Superintendent, you're supposed to be the expert on the Jarnac family. You've had months.
Look, these aren't ordinary criminals. They're wild. The way they abducted the boy was quite brazen. A letter that could have been checked. 2 days' delay when the father could have appeared from nowhere and blown it all. The mother completely unpredictable. Then the business of the chauffeur. What was this? Torture? Revenge? A punishment? I mean, hanging a man from an aircraft, it's so bizarre.
And public.
A public warning?
It has a certain mafia flavour.
Quite. Why not work on those lines?
I'll see what I can do.
What's the time?
3:25.
I promised to see Tremaine at 4.
Has he got anything?
I doubt it. But I have to keep him cool.
But what on earth is he doing in France? His son's been missing over a day now. He could be dead.
I don't think so.
Huh. That's some consolation. What about the chauffeur?
O'Brien told you.
Of course. Murder? It's appalling.
Yes. We have the impression that we're dealing with a foreign gang. Perhaps quite a large one. And possibly quarrelling among themselves.
Oh, why?
Pierre Jarnac is a very rich man. The pickings could be tremendous.
Hmm. You say you think Paul is still in the area?
Well, this man Junot didn't drive him very far, did he? He said he was going to Bristol. So we should look in the opposite direction, south. We've put a very tight net round the southern ports and airfields.
Then why is Pierre Jarnac in France?
He didn't tell us.
He didn't tell you?
I'm afraid he's playing things rather close to his chest.
Oh. You think he's heard from the kidnappers?
I can't be sure.
Anyway, he's not asking for your help.
You've had that, whether he asked for it or not, Mr. Tremaine. My job is to find Paul Jarnac, and I intend to.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure.
Have you spoken to Mrs. Jarnac again?
No. Have you?
Yes.
Oh, poor woman. All alone in that house.
She seems reasonably content to leave matters to her husband.
Mm. You know, this terrible shock could bring them together. A sort of healing, a catharsis.
Mm, I think Mrs. Jarnac has a certain faith in the power of money.
Well, if that's what these people want.
And Jarnac has plenty.
Yes, of course.
There's absolutely no guarantee that it'll save the boy's life, especially if the gang quarrels and panics.
But you have to allow the father some discretion.
At the moment, I don't know what that discretion amounts to.
Mr. Barr, if the police are floundering...
They are not floundering. This is a most urgent and widespread inquiry. Unfortunately, we have a couple of problems. A, Mr. Jarnac has probably been warned off the police. B, we can't ask for the cooperation of the public. The situation's too delicate.
Oh, no. No, there can't be any publicity.
We all have our reasons for that.
Are you in touch with Mr. Jarnac?
Well, he called his Lyon office 4 times in the last few hours. He's not there, or he won't answer.
Mm. And Mrs. Jarnac hasn't heard from him?
No. Mr. Tremaine, I'd like to see O'Brien.
Yes, of course. He was taking cricket practice, but he should be about somewhere. He's on duty again at 6.
Let's sit under the tree.
Right.
I've just been speaking to the headmaster. No word from Mr. Jarnac.
I'm sorry. It makes things very difficult for you.
There are other difficulties, having to keep things quiet.
Yes.
As I said to him, everyone has a reason for that. He worries about the school. Defense Ministry worries about its contract.
They should try worrying about the boy.
Well, of course they do.
But number one comes first.
Do you know what Pierre Jarnac is doing in France?
No, he didn't tell me.
Collecting some money.
Do that in London.
Unless, of course, it was rather a lot of money.
I can't help you, Superintendent.
Suppose the people holding Paul Jarnac are in fact quite a large organization. French. Quite well known to people doing business in the southern part of France. I mean, there it would be quite easy to talk to them through certain channels. Even transfer money. Quite large sums of money. Quietly. Discreetly. You follow me?
It's an idea.
Mr. O'Brien, we're combing 3 counties for Paul Jarnac, and we mean to find him, alive or dead.
He wouldn't risk his life.
His life is under very serious risk already. It must have occurred to you that every hour that goes by increases that. These people are arrogant and erratic, and they've killed already.
Yes.
All right. Supposing Jarnac is busy transferring a large sum of money to some people in France, so they're happy. What happens to the people here?
What people?
The people who are holding Paul. With every police force in England looking for them. They don't want to break cover, do they? What's easier? Hand the boy over alive or bury him for good?
Paul...
Jarnac flew in from the Far East at 2:30 this morning. I saw him at 10. By 1:15 he was on his way to France. How did they get to him?
Get him?
A ransom demand. Isn't that why he went to Lyon? Broke contact with the police? Left the place where his son disappeared? His only son?
I suppose so.
You suppose so. Jarnac spent the rest of the night at his wife's house. You were there. Then he came to my office. Then he went straight to a hotel we chose for him. How could they have known where to find him?
I don't know.
But they knew where to find you, didn't they? You spoke to Mr. Jarnac on the phone this morning.
A phone tap? So you know what happened?
No, Mr. O'Brien. We didn't tap your line, and we don't know what happened. Suppose you tell me.
We've got to give Pierre Jarnac a chance. It's his son. One false step...
One false step. The old lingo of the kidnap. One false step and you'll never see your loved one again. You fools. You're playing it their way.
I made the first mistake, Mr. Barr. I don't want to make another. I'm just a schoolmaster. These juveniles, they're my life. Old Jarnac, I was almost, for a time, his father. I want him back here with his friends as much as you do.
O'Brien?
Yes, Headmaster?
There was a message for you before chapel.
A message?
Yes, my secretary took it. You'd better ask her.
Bear Hotel?
Yes, sir.
This is Michael O'Brien. I believe you telephoned.
Oh, yes, Mr. O'Brien. There are two gentlemen here. I believe they work for Mr. Jarnac.
Yes?
They'd like you to meet them here, if possible. They'll be back at 9.
I'll be there.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah? Yes. O'Brien, yes. Any idea where? All right, thank you.
Pierre Jarnac's in Paris.
Oh?
Aero Jarnac shares are being tested on the London curb market.
Meaning?
According to our city friends, it looks like a substantial placement of shares in Paris.
Jarnac selling shares in his own company?
Well, he owns most of them.
Can we confirm this?
Not until business opens tomorrow.
Jarnac got a message, a demand, here, this morning. It's obvious. Otherwise, he'd never have left England. And O'Brien was the go-between, I'm sure of it.
Some demand, if Jarnac's liquidating capital.
I've just had a call from my officer at the school.
You're keeping tabs on O'Brien?
Not exactly. He took off 10 minutes ago.
Where?
No idea. On his motorbike. I think we ought to find out.
I'm Michael O'Brien.
Ah, yes, sir. Mr. Briol and Mr. The other gentleman are in the day lounge, just round the corner until right.
Mr. O'Brien.
Yes.
Claude Briol. Je vous présente Monsieur Lazara.
Bonjour, monsieur. Il s'agit de Monsieur Jarnac.
Oui, oui. Alors, on peut parler dans l'auto?
Faut quitter l'hôtel.
Pour mieux conférer.
Yes, all right.
Mr. Tremaine?
Yes?
A bar here. I understand Mr. O'Brien has left the school.
Oh, I wasn't aware of it, but he's off duty now.
You haven't any idea where he's gone?
Well, no, of course not. Oh, wait a minute. There was a telephone message for him just before chapel. My secretary took it.
Yes?
Well, she's gone now.
Mr. Tremaine, I'd very much like to know who called him.
Well, I suppose he could have left a note... hold on.
Yes, you there?
Yes.
He was simply asked to telephone a number.
Can you give me the number?
Yes. Ulmer 297.
Thank you, Mr. Tremaine.
Any luck?
Ulmer 297. That's the hotel at West Ulmer. Jarnac's not in Paris. He's back here.
He can't be. Yeovil would have signaled.
Didn't have to be Yeovil. What's the damn code?
85.
I'd like to speak to Mr. Pierre Jarnac.
He's not returned yet, sir.
Do you have a Mr. O'Brien there?
Mr. O'Brien, yes, sir. He came to meet two gentlemen. They're just leaving.
Leaving? Where are they going?
I'm not sure, sir. They've been speaking in French. Their car is just going down the road.
This is the police. Get the number.
Upstairs. Go on. You realize what might happen if they knew you were here. Hello?
Wendy?
Yes?
Pierre, you are alone?
Where are you?
Paris, the Plaza Athénée.
Well, Pierre?
I had to speak to some people in the south, Marseillais.
I see.
And then come here to make some financial arrangement.
Yes?
I shall be in London in the morning at the Crédit Lyonnais. I have to sign some papers and the money can be released.
And Paul?
They will give him back to us.
Well, who are they?
His name is Galvi. I knew him once. He is big now. In the milieu.
And he says he's got Paul?
Yes, in England still.
Well, how do you know you can trust this Galvi?
They are serious people. They would cut your throat tomorrow, but bargains they keep.
But how much are you paying?
Everything.
Everything?
If we get him back, it is nothing. A milliard, ça ne fait rien.
A milliard?
What's the sun worth, Wendy? A billion, 2 billion?
Yes, everything.
The money will be transferred in France and the boy in England. Don't speak to anyone.
Of course not.
Your compatriots will panic. Also, it will be very dangerous. I am at the bank in London at 10 o'clock. Then it is all done.
I see. Pierre?
Yes?
When Paul comes back, you do agree that he should stay here in England with me?
Shall we ask him?
All right. I've got a call out for that car. But I think we'll be lucky to find him tonight. That's the lot of us in the dark. My people in London are going mad. They don't like these financial manipulations of Jarnac's. It's a jungle industry anyway.
Your blessed aeroplanes again.
Do you realize there's a cabinet committee sitting on this?
And what about the boy? And what the hell is O'Brien up to?
You always said he would be the intermediary. Now, whose side is he on?
Well, the hotel said these men represented themselves as coming from Jarnac.
Which could simply be a cover for members of a French gang wanting to talk to O'Brien.
Hmm. How do we know?
O'Brien, the Irishman.
What's that got to do with it?
Oh, a vital defence contract? British.
You're imagining things. Anyway, I'm sure O'Brien's completely loyal to the Jarnacs.
But we've lost him.
Until we find that car.
You haven't even found the Citroën.
We will.
I'm having my head screwed off for information.
Well, perhaps the mother's heard something by now. I mean, if Jarnac's not coming back tonight.
Fine. Mind if I have a word with her? I'll go over.
It's a bit late.
Why not use the telephone? You don't get the eye contact.
She won't enjoy it.
She must have some idea what all these Frenchmen are up to. Then there's her interest in O'Brien.
Briol, nous avons O'Brien.
Excusez.
Entrez. C'est O'Brien. Restez à la porte. Come in, Mr. O'Brien.
My name is Galvi.
How do you do?
Monsieur Jarnac has lost his son.
Yes.
You are the teacher of Paul Jarnac?
Yes.
Also, perhaps a good friend.
Yes.
His father is in France.
Is he?
You know he is in France.
All right.
And I know because he has been speaking to my people in Marseille. Already he has made certain payments. But small, you understand. Tomorrow, much more.
I can imagine.
It is very sad for Monsieur Jarnac, because today he is a very important businessman. And tomorrow he will not be.
And that's what you really want?
It is necessary. He offended me.
At the same time, you won't say no to a 1,000 million francs.
You know that?
Yes, I read your note.
I, too, have a business. Expenses. Many people.
It's a lot of money to find in 2 days.
The banks will see to it. If Monsieur Jarnac is serious.
Of course he's serious.
But all the time your English police search for his son.
Do they?
Several times. They go to the school, other places. Also, they find Junot.
Why did you kill Junot?
I think only you understand that.
Why me?
Mr. O'Brien, how much money do you want?
But you did speak to your husband.
Major Morley, I can't break his confidence. Not at a time like this.
You see, if your husband were just an ordinary foreigner...
An ordinary foreigner?
Yes. Whose son happened to have been kidnapped in this country. Well, of course, the police would do their best. But if the family wanted to go it alone...
Yes.
Well, of course, it would be very understandable. Especially if they'd been warned not to involve the authorities. One false step and all that. I mean, it's usually the case, isn't it?
I've had no dealings with them. None at all, I assure you.
But your husband? I mean, he's the one with the money.
Yes, Major. He's the one with the money.
One of the richest men in Europe, Mrs. Jarnac. Everything points to the fact that the ransom demand is likely to be very large indeed.
One would imagine.
That doesn't worry you? I'm not sure if you know this, but the government... Our government is on the brink of a very important agreement with your husband's firm.
I see.
He didn't tell you that?
No.
It's more than important. It's crucial to our national defense.
I see.
The government is very concerned about this recent development.
So am I.
Yes, of course. I quite understand your feelings.
Do you?
And as far as your husband is concerned, this is bound to be a very serious distraction.
From the everyday business of making money?
Well, I wouldn't put it like that.
Major Morley, my husband was so busy he had no time even to see his only son. He went round the world 3 times in 1 year. We had letters from 50 countries, but we never saw him once.
One mustn't be unfair. You were separated.
Yes.
And you did have your son with you.
My son was with me, yes. His thoughts, his dreams, his ambitions were with his father.
Well, this happens, doesn't it?
You're married, Major Morley?
I'm afraid not. Too many overseas postings, you know.
It's not travel. It's not distance. It's power. Importance.
Money, you mean?
I'm sorry about your defence contract. I suppose the government is very impatient that it all comes down to one little family.
Well, there are bigger issues.
Are there? Are there? Not even united. There is hope. Do you know how much my husband is paying for our son?
What on earth's that about?
Some young fool from the village.
He's dropped something.
Has he?
Let's take a look.
It's addressed to you.
What?
It's a tie.
It's Paul's school tie. Avez votre époux demain midi danger de mort?
Meaning?
They're getting worried. Not surprised.
Midday.
Tomorrow. Or they will kill.
You must warn your husband.
He knows. He's in London tomorrow morning to finish it. It's all done. He told me.
But your son, what arrangement?
The arrangement will be very simple, Major. You'll be surprised how simple.
I do not know if Juno wanted money for himself, but it was wrong for him to have an idea that conflicted with my instructions, and therefore it was necessary to make an example.
A rather extravagant example.
My people have to understand orders. And even in a foreign country, they must realize that it is very dangerous to be stupid or obstinate. It is dangerous for you also.
You're making a hut for yourself in England.
No one has to be bold and not hesitate. People are nervous of this.
I'm not surprised.
You are nervous, I think.
I told you, you're completely wrong. I've been as anxious to find Paul Jarnac as anybody. I certainly don't want any money. And there's no point in threatening me because I can't help you.
You have not told his father the truth. Why?
Galvi, you're crazy.
Claude! Ferrier, Gisotte.
Gisotte, Ferrier.
They will take you to another room below. When you want to talk to me again, you have only to tell them.
You're completely wrong. I'd never do him any harm.
Department 14, duty officer, please.
Captain Evans?
Hello, John. Bernard, can you raise the DAS?
Yes.
Would you tell him 1,000 million francs, French?
Good gracious.
And the likelihood is we've got about 11 hours.
Good luck.
I wonder when he'll come over.
Johnny?
He has a meeting at a French bank in the city at 10 tomorrow morning, and that's it.
Thank heavens his wife started talking.
It's my charm.
Like hell. She's a bunch of nerves.
That wasn't my impression.
The calm before the storm.
Why? The boy or the money? Her choice is obvious.
Just keep the lid on us.
The stakes are too high.
High? It's not just money. It's a blinking El Dorado. You've got to hand it to the Jarnacs.
And they haven't got a good word to say for each other. Morley. Yes, sir. Yes, I see. Yes. Well, we're doing all we can. No, we haven't found him yet. Yes, sir, they're on standby all night. Yes, sir, of course.
DAS?
Cabinet office. Mm. A little light burning in Whitehall. They've been doing their sums. If Jarnac pays this idiot ransom, he'll lose control of his firm.
Of Aero Jarnac?
An outfit called Air Industrie Franco-Belge will jump in. They're only interested in Jarnac's Far East commitments. To mesh with their own, our contract will go down the drain.
Too bad.
London will have our heads.
Oh, yeah. We'll try this scenario. Jarnac pays the gang. It's all done abroad or in some impenetrable London banking parlour. And the special branch and intelligence services and county constabularies and all the Queen's men haven't been able to do a damn thing to stop it. Okay, but we've got the boy back, all right? So maybe he can help us catch some of the rats and even some of the money. But no. They've thought of that, and he can't, because he's dead.
No, the time.
From a corpse.
Jarnac must have had some guarantee.
Guarantee? Bar? Yes? Find it! Find it! Use every man! Right, I'll keep this line open. The car's been spotted.
The Citroën?
No, the car with O'Brien. It crashed a red light. Some dozy lunatic copper booked it and went for his tea. Oh, save us. An hour ago.
Where?
Outside Taunton.
Heading?
In.
Comb the town, then?
We are.
Want any help from my boy?
Not yet. Hocking's good, and it's his patch. Oh, one break. What the hell's O'Brien up to?
Leading us to Paul Jarnac, I hope.
Does make sense. His father's running around Europe collecting millions. His mother's got over her hysterics. The whole deal has been fixed under our very noses. What do they want with O'Brien?
Well, what does he want with them?
Search me.
You know, we should have tapped some telephones.
School, hotel, Jeannac's aeroplane, his wife. Not to mention the red tape.
But surely in a case like this...
With the Jeannac's permission, peace sensible. Bar.
Tremaine here. Have you any news, Superintendent?
No more news, sir. Not yet.
Well, I thought I ought to let you know that Mr. O'Brien hasn't returned.
We're working on that.
He has a physics class first thing tomorrow. I wonder where he's gone so late.
Where does he usually go in the evening?
To Taunton sometimes, for amusement.
Hello. Rien. Come on, Mr. O'Brien. Where?
It's ridiculous. Gummy. I told you the truth.
Pig!
I want him safe.
Où qu'a-t-il?
Faible.
Assez. Au caveau.
Right. I'll be there. They found both cars.
What, together?
Garage of a suburban house in Taunton.
These people are incredible.
There are at least seven in the house. Come on, I think we found poor Jeannac. Chief Inspector Hocking, Major Morley.
How do you do?
Give us the rundown.
Well, I got a man there, one there, there, and up there.
Yes.
So, we have the house covered from all sides.
You said about seven of them in there.
Well, two left 10 minutes ago in the Citroen. You said not to follow.
Absolutely not. Unless they take the boy or O'Brien.
Well, all stations have the description.
Good. Now, any sign of the boy?
The curtains are drawn on two rooms upstairs. We think perhaps one of them. There's a storeroom downstairs in darkness. Windows barred. We can't get close enough to look in.
Pity we haven't got more light.
Well, the bushes give a fair amount of cover.
Let us have a go.
Well, who have you got, sir?
An officer and 10 men. They're blacked and ready. They won't be seen.
What do you think, Mr. Barr?
Well, we haven't got all night. But no arms. No confrontation. Just an inspection first.
Fine. An unarmed reconnaissance. Can my chaps leave some soldiers there?
Where?
Well, on the roof, for instance.
I don't want them crawling all over the place.
They know their job.
All right. What's your officer's name?
They don't give their names, and you won't see their faces.
I'll have their names all right, if anything happens to Paul Jeannac.
I'll brief them.
O'Brien, peut-il parler encore?
Un peu.
Il s'emmerde. Il vivra?
Je sais pas.
Faut tuer, avant de partir.
Sans temps.
C'est trop tard pour les paroles.
Oui, oui.
They found O'Brien.
Good. The boy?
Not yet. They've got the layout of the house, though. There are three possible locations.
Where's O'Brien?
In that storeroom, tied up on the floor. He's in a pretty bad way, moaning.
Beaten?
Looks like.
Alone?
Yes.
Can you get him out?
My chap says it's a classic.
But you said there were bars on the window.
No problem, with the right kit.
And you've got it?
Of course.
No noise?
It's a simple snatch. They're not going in with gas and stun grenades.
If O'Brien can tell us where the boy is, can they get in, too, without shooting?
If he's alone, why not?
And if there's someone with him?
They used to use piano wire. I'm not up to date with the technology.
What do you say?
I think these chaps know what they're doing.
All right, Major. Let's concentrate on our Brian first. Get him out alive.
What is it? Who's that? Wop! My legs! Who are you?
He's out.
Well done.
He's rather smashed up. Your ambulance or ours?
Come on. I've got to talk to him.
Hello, Mr. O'Brien.
They've given him a hell of a going over.
Who did this to you?
Galvey.
Galvey? O'Brien, where is Paul Jarnac?
Huh?
Where are they keeping him?
I don't...
We're in the house.
No.
He's passed out. I'll get the medic. Give him a shot of something.
They'll make it a sedative. He's a hospital case.
Damn. I'm afraid you're right.
Will you ride with him? Get onto my car if it begins to make any sense. I'll send a man with you.
Yes, okay. But if you want the boy found and taken out, you can trust the lieutenant.
Not yet. The only thing that'll stop Jarnac ruining himself is to see his son alive and well. Now, we have the hideout, and I'm not taking any risks, so I don't have to.
Fair enough.
We've got till morning. Keep in touch.
Morley.
How are you feeling?
Where are we?
We're taking you to hospital.
No.
You've had a rough time.
Oh, poor.
Don't worry. Bar's got police all around the house. They will get away.
He's not there.
The boss.
Paul. He's not there.
What?
I don't believe it.
Well, that's a message, Mr. Barr. Straight from Major Morley. Apparently O'Brien was most emphatic.
Then where is the boy?
O'Brien says Galvey lost him.
He's delirious.
Well, not according to Major Morley.
Would you go by what O'Brien says? In his state... Galvey and his thugs jumping all over him?
Marley was quite serious.
Look, Galvey's obviously got the boy somewhere else. He'd do anything to put us off the scent. In a few hours, the ransom will be paid. Pray heaven the boy isn't dead already.
Look, the garage.
Yes, I see. They're coming out. 2, 3, 4 men.
There's no boy, sir.
No. I wonder if they checked that storeroom.
They're into the car.
Do you think they're all out?
Well, I guess they're running.
Got to be followed. Keep your men back until they're well clear. Got that?
Right.
Then crash the house and hold anyone left.
Yes.
With any luck, that car will lead us to Paul Jarnac.
Galvey's taken off.
Huh?
They left the house. The superintendent's following with 2 cars. He thinks they're going for the boy.
No.
You said Galvey lost him.
Yes.
But how? I mean, what happened?
Juno.
He escaped from Juno.
Juno let him. Poor. Bristol. Wasn't going to Bristol. Frightened. Juno let him go. Said he'd save Paul escape from car.
Juno had an attack of conscience.
Left tie. School tie.
Ah, yes, the tie. So Juno gave Galvey the tie and said the boy got suspicious when they didn't take the Bristol Road and frightened and jumped from the car. And Juno paid the price. But where on earth is Paul?
Galvey thought I knew.
So you got the treatment? I'm not surprised. Galvey must have been on hot bricks. His whole game turned into a bluff. He must have been desperate to know what had happened to Paul Jarnac. And all the time, his father had been negotiating in complete ignorance.
Yes.
For heaven's sake, where has the boy got to? He's been free ever since Sunday. Where is he?
Hiding. I think hiding.
Hiding? Where? Come on, man. If you've any idea, you must tell us.
You'll have to close up. We can't lose them now.
On nous poursuit.
Comment?
Vite, Chisat, allez, allez.
On les fusille.
They're shooting. Fall back. Sergeant, get on the blower. All car alert.
We've cleared the house. It's empty. Over.
Any word from Mr. Barr? Over.
They're heading for Somerton Woods. He's having a shootout by the sounds of it. Over.
I may be leaving the hospital with Mr. O'Brien.
Is he all right? Over?
Yes, but he needs a driver. I'll keep in touch. Over and out.
That's far enough. Pull into the trees. So that's the idea. I suppose it's the chopper they used to kill Juno. You won't get far, you bastards. Sergeant, call Yeovil Control Tower and give me the map.
Stay here, Major. I can manage now.
Michael!
Can I come in?
Yes, of course. What's the matter? Are you ill?
Not now.
It's 5 o'clock. Have you been up all night?
You could say that.
Sit down. I'll get you something to drink.
No.
What is it? Where have you been?
With a Mr. Galvey.
Oh, no.
He badly wanted to know where Paul was.
How could you know?
I guessed.
Did you tell him?
No, I didn't tell him. Paul's upstairs.
Yes.
You're wrong about Pierre. Why are you afraid of him?
Not Pierre. His money.
Yes, of course.
He gave him the power to take Paul. Whenever he liked, but keep him.
When Paul escaped on Sunday, he came straight home.
He walked all the way. He was very frightened.
So you told him to hide from visitors?
Yes.
Even his father?
Yes.
Because you wanted the ransom paid?
Yes.
Virtually Pierre's entire fortune.
Don't you understand?
He didn't hesitate, Wendy. He didn't hesitate to give up everything he'd worked for since he was a poor kid in Marseille. Aren't you a little proud of him?
Yes, Michael. I am.
You got Galvey?
Pushed the lot of them down on Portland Bill. Pity they didn't drown.
Well, we located Jarnac. He's collared his cash.
Some cash. Your people must be pleased.
You bet.
So the French police... We've given them a lead on Galvey's people down there.
The one that Jarnac was negotiating with.
That's right.
Where is he now, Jarnac?
Where do you think?
Pierre.
Oh, Wendy. You have been very stupid.
Yes.
I should not have left you alone.
No, Pierre.
I want to change that.
Oh, yes.
Where is he?
Paul? Hello, Papa!
Hello, Paul! Ah, mon fils.
Did you go to Jakarta?
Oui.
Did we get the C-20 contract?
Yes, we did.
You too. Are you going back to France?
Not yet.
Will you stay with us?
Yes.
Can I come to Lyon in the summer? Can I, Mum?
Yes.
London, Paris, Lyon.
All of us.
Mum?
All of us.
One False Step was written by John Ash. The cast: Michael O'Brien, Terence Harvey. Barr, David Sinclair. Morlaix, James Snell. Jarnac, David March. Wendy, Emma Sutton. Junot, Mark Ralston. Paul, James Humphreys. Galvey, Clive Panto. Briol, William Hope. Hocking, Alan Coveney. And the receptionist, Angela Barlow. The play was directed in Bristol by Brian Miller.